Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mark Hochman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up, I piss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in, they want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey button and big old legs. I ain't too proud to beg.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken and Dove.
The Hochman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Matt Mervis hit his second home run in two games with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp last night. Choose the right team to root for, man. Just choose the right team. You want to talk Panthers? I'll talk Panthers if you want. But Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, they put up a 7 spot on Durham last night. Mervis, second ding-dong in as many nights. I mean, Marlins made a mistake, can I tell you?
Durham's pitcher was 72 years old, and he was throwing 72 miles per hour.
Yeah, right. I mean, I watched the game. I don't know if you watched it on the airplane, but I watched the game. And when I say I watched the game, I saw a box score while I was at Funky Buddha.
You did now, watch that.
Florida Panthers, that's the one that got away. Man. I wonder if we're going to rue this game, if the Panthers are going to rue this game, because that's the one that got away. How many times have the Panthers had a 3-1 lead on anyone as late as the second period and given up that lead this season? I don't. It has to be one, two times?
Zero.
Zero?
They had the stat on ESPN. They have never given up a 3-1 lead after having a 3-1 lead in the second or third period.
That was,
but
I'm telling you, that's going to be the one that you talk about that got away. You had that stolen game in Edmonton in your hands, and you just let it slip away. And it, not by any real fault. I mean, it happens. You're playing a really good team. And I don't know if you were able to watch it on the airplane, but that Thomas Nosek had an unfortunate delay of game penalty in overtime. He's not trying to launch the ball into the stands and get the penalty. He's trying to launch the puck against the glass, and it just goes into the stands, and they end up. I mean, you saw what was going on in that overtime period. Both teams were playing tight. No one wanted to give the other team a one-man advantage. And I had a feeling it was going to go two or three overtimes because no one was going to make a mistake. And Nosek, unfortunately, launched that puck into the stands. But, you know, again, that wasn't intentional. I don't blame him for it. In fact, I watched Paul Maurice after the game. I'll tell you what he said later on. But he, you know, he was like, hey, you know, happens.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not just being, you know, Florida Panther homer guy. They had to work so damn hard to get that win. They can't do that. They can't do that for four games. The Panthers were dominating them physically. They got up fast early. Like when I turned on the game probably midway through the second period, they were grinding back like it was a game seven. The Panthers are a better team than them, but I'll tell you one thing. That damn Draisaitl and Connor McDavid are amazing damn players. They can't play that many minutes as long as they do. I still believe in the Panthers 100%.
Well, so I'm kind of with you. I believe in the Panthers. I think they're a better team. But when it comes down to a finals like this, every mistake gets magnified. And I've made this analogy about MJ and Connor McDavid, but you saw it last night in overtime with Draisaitl and McDavid. I mean, there was the little 1-2 punch there. You make a mistake in overtime, you're going to pay for it against a team like that. So I'm with you. I think the Panthers have a better team. And yes, Edmonton did have to grind, but the way that it happened last night was the way that I've been asking our analysts all week long, which is this one of those games, one of those series where Connor McDavid says, yeah, I was there last year and we lost. And I'm not letting it happen again. And so, yes, they had to grind, but this is the exact time. It's LeBron down to the Warriors 3-1, right? Where he just goes, yeah, I may have to grind now for four straight, but it's not happening on my watch again. That's the part. What transpired last night was the thing I've been talking about all week, which is, hey, is this just one of those situations where MJ, Connor McDavid says, it ain't happening. Not on my watch. And they came back 3-1. Like you said, Panthers have not given up that lead this season. Gave up a 3-1 lead and losing overtime. I'm not nervous, by the way. I think they're very evenly matched. Like I'm not nervous, but last night to me was the game that you steal. You had an opportunity to steal it.
LeBron can play 48. Connor McDavid can't play three straight periods. They have to have the rotation. They have to give him a blow. That's the difference. And I'm with you, bro. This man, I hate him because he's so good and he gets in our way every year. But I can't see him doing this. We talked to somebody and they brought up the third period of game seven last year. He was like, Draisaitl and Connor McDavid were exhausted. They had nothing left in the tank. We have to get it to game seven, game six, game seven. They're going to run out of juice. I've watched this movie. If we win game one, or game two, it doesn't matter. I think we're coming back down here 1-1. Now we got home ice. We're good to go.
Well, I agree with you. You come back 1-1. It's more than you expect, and it's great. I'm just a little leery that last night was the night that you steal the game. I'm like the notion of doing that again. Panthers played a good game. The notion of doing that again. Tomorrow night in Edmonton, and by the way, if Stuart Skinner continues to play well for Edmonton, like that was what we were kind of considering the weaker link, right? You have Sergei Bobrovsky. He's a better goalie than Stuart Skinner, but Stuart Skinner was very good last night. So I don't know, just a little leery. Again, not nervous. If the Panthers came home down 2-0, would you be nervous?
No.
Neither would
I. No, because now we got two at home. Now, if we go down 3-0 or 3-1 going back to Edmonton, now I'm worried. But, yeah, they hold court, then we come home and hold court, and we're good to go. And we're better on the road, which is always weird to me. We're better on the road in the playoffs this season.
Which is why you have to win game Panthers, two.
And it's why the Panthers last night win that game 99 of 100 times.
Yeah.
It's the only part that makes me nervous. Like, everything that they needed to do kind of went their way, and they still ended up losing to a very good Edmonton team.
If they're down 0-2 coming home,
way, Hawk, I'd say,
I don't know, man. I wouldn't feel good about that. If they lose game two, like you ask Crowder, he would be nervous. Hawk, I would be nervous. I'm nervous today.
I feel like down 0-2, you're okay because it's the way it's supposed to play out.
Mm. Not in hockey.
Yeah, you got sweet tea in your bloodstream. Man, you're at their house, they hold court. You're at your house, you hold court. That's how it's supposed to go. Solana, we went to game 7 last year. Would I be surprised if we go to game 7? No. Where did we win game 7 last year?
Yeah, I get it. Well, no, it was in Florida. It was in Florida. It was in Sunrise. You don't want to play a game 7 in Edmonton? And by the way, I was reading some stats. Crowder, in the
We're
Athletic.
We're better on the road.
Yeah, but man, this is a different animal, man.
But that's why you should win that game last night. You're better on the road. This is why the Panthers have had an easy time on the road, because they win that game last night. You know what I mean? They played well. They had a 3-1 lead, which has been insurmountable for the Panthers. And then even in overtime, like I said, they did everything right. That Nosek delay of game penalty, like, that's not anyone's fault, you know? Like, it just happens sometimes that the puck gets away.
Well,
it's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault, Hawk. I mean, keep the puck in play, brother. I don't know what to tell you.
Hawk, hit some glass. You're a professional. But no, Hawk, you said everything went right for the Panthers in the first two periods. I would say everything went right for Edmonton in the third and overtime. So I would look at it where they were reeling to try to get back in the game. They end up winning it with a BS, you know, what is it, delay of game call.
I don't know. I'm just a little concerned that we're going to rue the game that got away when the series is over, that you'll look back at game one and say that one should have been in the W column for the Panthers and didn't end up being. Anyway, we're going to talk about it today. Mike Cugno is going to join us from Edmonton. He was there last night. He's at the rink right now. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today, as always on Thursdays. The NBA Finals get underway tonight. OKC, big, big favorites. And Indiana steal a game tonight. And we had a great time last night at Funky Buddha. We had our watch party there. It was mobbed, and everyone was having a great time. Half the place cleared out at the end of regulation. Everyone decided, oh, going to go watch overtime at home. It was like me, Lori, Ryan from Funky Buddha, just sitting alone at the bar, watching the first overtime dwindle down, thinking that you're going to a second overtime, and walking out of there with a sad Aperol spritz. But thank you to everyone who came out to Funky Buddha last night. Thank you to Funky Buddha. Everybody was real nice. We had a great time. I'll talk more about that later as well. We'll start, though, with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The most disappointing part last night was not the Nosek penalty. It wasn't the Draisaitl game winner in overtime. It was the fact that the Oilers won and we didn't even get another set of boobs.
I don't think that was in the Panthers series, though, last year.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Western Conference Finals. But so what?
You know, you set a standard. Set the standard.
She's been notoriously quiet.
Well, but she loud at that point, or she was just half naked?
She was just having a little fun at the game. Caught up in it.
I'm not pushing back.
Well, somebody find her. Anyways. game two is tomorrow for the Florida Panthers. And you have the NBA Finals tonight. I feel like we haven't even really talked about the NBA Finals at all because we're so focused on the Panthers. But Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers tonight, 8:30 p.m. Game one in OKC.
Big favorites, OKC.
Yeah, they should be.
The Marlins are back at it as well. I know we're not necessarily huge Marlins fans right now, Hawk, because we're so invested in the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, but the Marlins are off today. They're back at it tomorrow in Tampa Bay.
I mean, the Jumbo Shrimp, they put on a display yesterday. First of all, you had Matt Mervis hitting another ding-dong. They put up 7 runs. They won last night. Throwing out the first pitch at the Jumbo Shrimp game last night was Duvall.
Coach, come on, Liam.
I have no idea what his name is. I just know he's the new coach who started his press conference, his tenure in Jacksonville, by saying Duvall in a very weird fashion.
Duvall.
So I tweeted out last night Mervis's home run, and I tagged the Marlins. I just wrote, Marlins, you made a huge mistake. And all these people are, you know, liking and retweeting, whatever. But then you get the baseball purists who are indignant. I mean, response after response. You don't know baseball. Minor league stats do not correlate to major league stats. And I'm telling you, like, these people who are, God bless them for taking baseball as seriously as they do. But also imagine arguing for the team who made the maneuver, who just got swept by the Colorado Rockies, historically the worst team in the history of baseball. Don't cape up for the Marlins. Even if you disagree with my Marlins, with my Mervis take, don't cape up for the Marlins right now, because Mervis is hitting jacks and the Marlins got swept by the Rockies.
My I left. Where the hell was I yesterday? Dallas on an 8:30, and I had to fly back to Miami. Not clicking that I'm about to get on this plane with a bunch of sports fans. I don't know why they're there in Dallas or where they're coming from. But a guy named Alex, he said he's going to take me fishing. You know I go fishing with anybody.
Anybody.
He brought up the Eichen Bros and was hot. It's funny you bring up Mervis and how people snap on you. It's like, man, this Hawk, what is this Hawk with this Eichenberg? And he's the same one. He just gets running around. I was like, listen, man, just calm it down, okay? We'll see.
I'm serious about Eichenberg and Mervis. I don't know why people are getting all defensive. I see things others don't.
You're getting yelled at online. I'm getting yelled at on planes for what your takes. But I'm with you. I told him, take it easy. Take it easy, brother.
Did you have your Eichen Bros shirt on?
You haven't printed them yet.
All right. I don't know. Maybe if you had a pre-order.
You saw the Dolphins made some news, by the way. They have a new defensive tackle. Former Dolphin who's back with the team. Ben Stilley.
All right.
He's hilarious.
Great, great in Meet the Fockers.
About Mary.
Oh, you're thinking of New York Knicks fan Ben Stiller. No, no, no. This is Ben Stilley, gentlemen. Ben Stilley, who, of course, has put on uniforms for NFL teams.
This isn't an attack on Ben Stilley, because I don't even know if he's black or white. I don't know what he looks like.
I don't even know if it's really Stilley. I don't know if it's just Ben Still.
Nah, it's Stilley.
How do you know?
Well, because maybe I should double down on this position, because truthfully, I'm not 100% certain. But I did produce for the Dolphins broadcast when Ben Stilley was on the team, and I remember the player card. Stilley was how you pronounce his name. But I should probably double check.
Jimmy Cephalo called him Ben Stilley.
He did.
You looked at all 60 player cards.
Oh, we have a pronunciation guide.
You are so full of crap.
What are you talking about? Come on. We have a pronunciation guide, bro.
You went through the pronunciation guide of the third string tackle.
For every game, they hand out this giant card for the game, and for each team, they have pronunciation guides for the players whose pronunciation could be different than you would expect, or you would have a hard time pronouncing their name. It's not that complicated, Crowder. You just read. You just got to read a line. I know you didn't do much of that in Florida, but you just got to read a line.
Whenever you start with all the words, that means you're lying.
I'm not doing all the words. I'm not doing all the words.
Pretty certain at this point it's still.
Gotta be.
It might be. All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. A little rainy in parts of South Florida. Right now in Miami, it is partly cloudy. Looks like the rain could return, but it's humid and it's sticky. That is your weather.
This is why I put our show up against any other show in the nation, because coming off the Stanley Cup final, where our team is in it, we spent plenty of time in the first segment talking about Matt Mervis, a minor league first baseman, and Ben Stille, a player who will never see the field with the Miami Dolphins.
Well, I love us. What makes us special?
By the way, I was certain Ben Stille was black. I just looked him up. He is white. So maybe I should retract my statements on how to pronounce
maybe there
his last
is
name.
A black Ben Stille, but this is white Ben Still. Never know. All right, Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little NBA Finals with him, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So before we talk finals, Coach, welcome to the show. We always enjoy talking to you. Were you shocked that Tom Thibodeau was let go by the Knicks after arguably their best, statistically, their best season in recent memory?
Yeah, in like 25 years. Half the players on the Knicks weren't even born the last time they had a season like this.
Was that a shocking firing to you?
I didn't see it coming because they've gotten better each year, and Thibodeau has kind of laid the groundwork for that kind of performance. And then they knock off the world champion Celtics in the round before. And quite frankly, it's very, very difficult. As good as the Knicks were and as good as they played, their two best offensive players are probably their weakest defensive players. And I think it's always difficult to build your team around those two great offensive players when they're the guys you almost got to take out of the game at the very end for the last possession when you're playing offense defense. But there's no question Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are a force. They're great fourth quarter players. But I guess James Dolan decided, hey, get to the Eastern Conference Finals is not enough. The Knicks got to win it all. Now they got to start over again. Who are they going to get to coach? Is Jay Wright coming out of retirement? Are they going to get Danny Hurley?
What Jim Larrañaga stepping up?
I'm volunteering. I can last a half a season. I've done that before.
We have breaking news. Jim Larrañaga is in the hat.
But this is the NBA.
Yeah. Coach, something from a coaching perspective that we talked about when it broke, you know, earlier this week, is it's so much easier to scapegoat a coach than say we made a mistake with building our team, isn't it? Do you look at it that way where they gave all them picks up for Mikal Bridges? Their two best offensive players can't play defense, but it's easy to say, oh, yeah, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, no, I think the main thing is how the media portrays you, all right? And what they keep saying about Tibbs is he doesn't use his bench wisely. The other teams are deeper because they go to their bench more frequently. And, you know, some of that might be true, and some of that might be hey, those guys aren't good enough to win. You know, we look in college, and this is the way I looked at it. The college game is 40 minutes. All right? It's like a 10-round fight, 4 minutes a round. All right? To get to the first TV timeout, you got a four-minute round. Try to win that round. Then from 16 down to 12, try to win that round. And now you're subbing. Those subs got to win their rounds. And everybody now looks at the plus-minus after games. What does a guy do when he's in the game? Well, if he's a minus 12, that means while he's in the game, you're losing. We had one player, not this past season, the year before, we lost in overtime, but when he was in the game, we were a minus 22. And he wants to earn more playing time. I said, well, the next time, only be like a minus 6 or 8, because maybe I can stick with you then. But when you're a minus 22, you're not earning playing time. You're earning bench time.
You know, there's probably an analogy to make here, because we watched the – I don't know if you watched the Panthers-Oilers last night, game one, but there's a bit of a debate. The Oilers, Edmonton, has Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, two superstars. The Panthers have a deeper team. They've got a superstar in Sasha Barkov and their goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky. But the Panthers have a deeper team. And I wonder, just from a coaching standpoint, because I've asked several analysts this week, you know, who would you rather have, the Oilers with bona fide superstars, Connor McDavid, arguably the best player in the league, or would you rather have a team that goes four lines deep in hockey? What about in basketball? Would you prefer to coach, if you're looking at it, I guess, in rounds and having to sub guys out, would you rather have a team that's deep? And there's probably something to say about the NBA Finals in this too, but would you rather have a team that's deep and maybe unremarkable, or would you rather have a team that has a bona fide elite-level superstar?
I think the first thing is you want leadership. So you want those great players because they normally have to deliver the knockout punch. You like to have a bench. You like to have some depth because, you know, quite frankly, injuries play such a big role. I mean, you know, Jason Tatum went down in the Knicks-Celtics series. I mean, those kind of injuries play a big role. So you want both is really the answer. You want the superstars that are in the fourth quarter finishing the job, but you also want guys who are good enough to come in off the bench and give those stars a good rest because the criticism by the media was that Tibbs didn't sub enough. Well, you can't sub a lot if your bench is not that good.
And coach, the other thing they were saying about Tibbs is that the offense just was Jalen Brunson dribbling around, which I saw that a lot watching the games where, to your point, is it that I don't have guys I trust offensively? Or is it my damn best offense is Jalen Brunson going one-on-one and trying to score? We kind of talked about this with some guys you've coached in the past.
Okay, so I texted with Jay Wright. I said to him, are you coaching the Knicks this year? Because they're running your Villanova offense that won two national championships. Now, college and the NBA are different, but those players that he coached play just like they did at Villanova. Their roles are identical. You add then Karl Anthony Towns, and now you got a big man that can score. So what I would say is, you know, if the Knicks win that first game instead of the crazy shot that went in, you know, they win the series. They're in the finals. And then if they lose the OKC, do you fire Tibbs because he didn't win the championship? What is the standard that the Knicks are setting? If you don't win the title, you're done. So, and how many trades will they make now? Are they saying, hey, our bench is not good enough? We got to go, got to get the draft, and then we got to trade. You guys were just talking about, you know, the Heat have the 20th pick. All right, who do they get? Who's the guy that's going to make the difference in getting us from finishing battling to get the eighth spot in the playoff to getting in that top four, top three, even top one?
A lot tougher for a New York coach after they traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. I think that's what ends up being the deciding factor, because you talk about how the media portrays the head coach, and certainly that's a factor. But at the end of the day, the East seemed to be as wide open as it's been in my lifetime, coach. And the Knicks went all in on Mikal Bridges. They traded Julius Randle, who's a cornerstone of their franchise, for Karl Anthony Towns. They made those all-in moves, and they still fell short. I think that's ultimately why, because it was the Pacers and not Boston that bounced them, that's why they ended up axing Tibbs.
Well, whatever the reason, who are they going to hire now? Who do you get that can come in and take the Knicks from the Eastern Conference Finals to the NBA Championship and win a world title? Who can do that?
And like you're saying,
Mike Crowder, you must be available now.
No, if they said what they say, Mike Malone, wasn't that a name that popped
Mike
up?
Malone's won a world championship with the Denver Nuggets. Now it's like you Jokic.
So Tyrese Halliburton doesn't hit that shot at the end of game one.
Yeah,
Tom Thibodeau very likely still has a head coaching job.
That's what I was saying.
It's crazy, the
crazy shot at the end of game one.
And one more thing we talked about. Tibbs is not a likable person, just his personality. You're charismatic, you joke, you play around. Tibbs isn't coming on the show with us if he was the UM head coach. Like, does that hurt him? Does it hurt coaches that really aren't charismatic and just want to coach basketball?
Yeah, I don't know. That, you know, in college, it's the way your administration views your sport. What kind of financial support are they given? What kind of fan support do you get? Like, what one of the things you got to admire, and I'll use Duke University. When Mike Krzyzewski took that job, and he struggled in the first few years of his career at Duke, their athletic director, Tom Butters, gave him an extension and shut up all the critics. And then Coach K went on to become the winningest coach in college basketball history. Now he's turned it over to not only one of his former players, but his whole staff, the former player's staff, John Shire's staff, is all Duke guys. So there's a tradition and a continuity. You don't see that many places in college athletics now. Now, especially since the portal and the NIL, you know what it's like? Playing poker, you deal out the cards, and then the next hand, you got a whole new hand. Right now, college basketball coaches are looking at their hand. This summer, starting this June, the kids are just arriving on campus and saying, hey, what's that guy's name? Where did he play? Oh, yeah, he's the transfer from Idaho that we got in. You know, he didn't cost us much in NIL. I mean, this stuff is crazy. And then you got to try to develop a relationship and then build chemistry and a bond with the players. And the game has changed. I go back to what the Knicks have to do to replace Thibodeau. I don't know who they get. That's going to be a very, very big shoes to fill.
Did you see, by the way, the reports of what Cooper Flagg made in NIL? There were reports last week. It was like $24, $28 million.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, about over 5 years, though. It's not that much. It's only about $5 or $6 million a year.
I mean, how can you
for an 18-year-old, that's normal.
How can you effectively coach a team when the player, supposedly your subordinate, is way more valuable than you'll ever be?
Well, that's the NBA, right?
Yeah.
And college sports has become professional sports. All these kids are getting paid very, very well. And my hopes at some point we'll actually have rules. There's no rules right now. So everybody's just doing their own thing and reaching into the portal and getting the best guys that they can afford to get. And it is like an auction item. Hey, up for sale. This guy is going to be a million. I bid $1.2 million. I bid $1.5 million.
You know what? You know what? You know the way to combat that is then you auction off the playing time. Now the kids, they've got all the money. Now at practice, you auction off the playing. Who wants to be a starter tonight? Who wants to be a starter tonight? I'm going to start at $10K. $10K for my first starter tonight. a guy like Cooper Flagg, that's nothing for him. He starts every game. Okay, it costs him about 180 grand.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go to the finals tonight, my guy. You know, Rick Carlisle paid for me. I recruited him twice. Once when he was at Worcester Academy at a prep school, and then once when he decided to transfer out of Maine, and he came to the University of Miami. My wife kind of sealed the deal, though. I got to tell you that. So Rick Carlisle was trying to decide between Virginia, Providence College, and Maine, and Preston Carlisle, his dad, called the house, and I was on the road recruiting. He spoke to my wife and said, look, I'm worried about Rick coming to Virginia. You got the number one team in the country with Ralph Sampson, and I don't want him sitting the bench. So I need to talk to your husband and be sure that Rick's going to get a chance to play. And my wife said to him, listen, if he's afraid of not playing, he probably should just go to Maine. But I'll tell you this, my husband doesn't recruit bench warmers.
That's a great answer.
Rick decided to come, and he helped us get to the Final Four in his senior year. And well, he's been the NBA since 1984.
Let's look at the NBA Finals real quick here before we run out of time. Everyone has OKC. I have not seen a single analyst, player, pundit pick Indiana to win the series. Many people are saying 4 games, 5 games at the most. How do you see the NBA Finals playing out?
Two teams that are mirror images of each other is OKC a fraction better? Well, if you based it on the regular season, the answer is yes. OKC had a better regular season. They finished first in the West. Indiana, they finished fourth in the East. But the way the Pacers played in this last round, the way they're defending, how much pressure they put on ball handlers and shooters, I think the way they match up is very, very good. And this game very well may come down to the bench, because I think the starters are going to kind of neutralize each other. And the guys who come off the bench, guys like T.J. McConnell, who when you look at him, he doesn't even look like an NBA player, but his production off the bench is sensational. And Mathurin, he's the same. He's having a great come off the bench and be that guy who gives you a lift every night, defensively or offensively. But OKC has proven it over a long period of time. So I certainly wouldn't bet against them tonight because they're at home. And even though they've had a lot of rest, they could be a little rusty. They could be a little bit out of sync, but I doubt it. I think they'll play well. But I think this will be a great series, and I wouldn't be surprised if it went 6 or 7.
Oh, all right. So you don't see it being a runaway like most
others? No. They're both very, very, very good defensive teams.
Hey, Coach, what's your take? The thing that's been going on waiting for the finals is this free throw merchant. I think Doris Burke kind of coined the phrase talking about SGA, where he really drives the lane herky-jerky, and it seems like he's trying to get somebody to push him so he can throw it up. As a coach, is there a problem? He doesn't go up like Kobe and Jordan does, but he's still leading the league in scoring, even though he's going to the line a lot more.
I love players who get to the line. How can you not like say that? When you say a free throw merchant, that's a positive. This is a guy that you can't guard, so you foul him because he fakes. I told you before one of our shows, I said you got to control three things. The first thing you got to do is control yourself. He does that. He's totally in control. The second thing you got to do is control your defender. He does that. He has that guy herky-jerky jumping in the air trying to block his shot. That's perfect. And then you have to control the other 8 guys on the floor. He's still a great facilitator. He's getting his teammates involved. He's controlling the grain. That's why he's the player of the year. He's MVP. Yeah. SGA is a hard guy to guard. He lives at the foul line. And he gets everybody in foul trouble. That puts a lot of pressure on Rick Carlisle. What am I going to do if Halliburton's in foul trouble? Well, you know what they're going to do? I know this. They're not going to match them up. They don't want Halliburton in foul trouble trying to guard that joker.
Good luck, Obi Toppin, who will spend a lot of time on SGA. We were talking about it yesterday, though, Coach. SGA, statistically, based on metrics, advanced stats, is having, and just raw numbers, too, his regular season, his MVP season, is record book stuff, like Jordan-esque. Do you consider him? Because the other day we asked you about Tyrese Halliburton, and you said, hey, he's not a superstar yet. That's reserved for the very few select players in the NBA. Do you consider SGA already, based on what he's done, a superstar
in
the game?
And it was statistically and also league MVP, very possible finals MVP. Like, he'll have every accolade
scoring
that's
title.
Important.
First
scoring
team
title.
NBA. Yeah.
Okay, here's my answer. If he does all those, if he accomplishes all those things, yeah, then he's a superstar. Then he belongs. If you're the finals MVP, that means
but does
you
it
are
feel
the
like
best
it?
In the
but
world.
Does it feel like it?
I'm sorry, Hawk?
Does it feel like it, though? Does it feel like he's on that level?
Okay, what it doesn't feel like is the look test. You know, when you watch him, he's not dunking the ball a la Michael Jordan or Kobe or some of the LeBron, some of the great players. But as far as controlling the game of basketball, he's the best there is in the business right now. I mean, he is what I consider Jokic to be at the five. SGA is at the point.
Jim Larrañaga. You watch any Panthers last night?
No, but I love listening to you guys.
We got to get you out. We got to get you out to bang the drum before one of the Stanley Cup
Finals.
Yeah,
well, I need an invitation, man.
You should have come to our watch party last night at Funky Budo. Why didn't we? Why didn't we think of that next time?
You got to invite me.
I know. Next time. Thank you, Coach Al. We love talking to you. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right, guys. I'll see you. I'll be in Hilton Head next week.
You gonna join us?
I'll bring my computer so I can talk to you from the beach.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll be on the Jersey Shore. I'll be talking to you from the Jersey Shore.
All right, guys.
See you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Coach Larrañaga. Got NBA Finals starting tonight. Indiana and OKC. Coach spoke more highly of that series than I've heard anyone speak of. So we'll see how it plays out tonight.
It's kind of throwing me off my bet of in five, and I already put the money down. I don't like
I think that was coach speak, though. I just don't. I don't see it. I don't see it. Anyway, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.